All right, I'm Chuck Adams, one of the co-chairs. Anna, go ahead.
Anna Brenzuela, council member, San Mateo County.
TJ.
Hi, TJ Lee Miyake, committee member and council member.
Irma.
Irma Parada, council co-chair.
Jan.
Jan Oskarsson, council member.
Na.
Hi, Nali, council member.
And Bill.
Hi, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
And then we'll come back and Kat, go ahead.
Cat Touch Gear, council staff.
Ira.
Chair, council staff.
Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Natalie.
Natalie, HIV Health Services.
Hey, all right, great. Glad everybody's here. This is Tuesday, November 18th. We're going to start with the draft agenda. You pull that up, please, Mark. Pretty simple agenda this time. If there's no changes, we'll accept that by consensus. All right, let's move on to the draft minutes. I'll give you a second if they see any changes. Well, if not, let's accept that by consensus. All right, now we're ready for announcements. Are there any announcements from anyone? Don't see any raised hands. It's going to be a quick meeting. There's no public. So I guess we're ready to jump in on the work plan for 2026.
All righty, thanks, Chuck. So there are presentations this coming meeting on Monday, but they didn't need to be reviewed in advance. We have our annual Getting to Zero update, and then we have a discussion. I don't think it's a presentation. I'm sure there'll be some documents. Discussion of the integrated plan led by Leroy. This was ideal for us to just sort of focus on the work plan. This might be a short meeting. It might not, depending on how the conversation goes. I'll share my screen with our work plan. Right. So let me go through this. And I can't see everyone. So please, if you have something to say, just say it. I won't be able to see any hands raised. Okay. So I have started the population of this with items that we would normally have on an annual basis. And I have italicized and put at the bottom of each box the presentations that occurred this year, or in the case of the Hep C update, presentation that was scheduled that we didn't actually receive. So we'll see here in January. I have a 2025 needs assessment vote, but Kira, did we already do that?
The which one?
For this coming year.
Yeah, we already did that.
Excellent.
So
I
I
do
yeah.
have, I think it was a Megatrends care Megatrends that we were going to start the year off with. So I'll put that down there. And as you saw in January this year, we had an EHE update and a COE update. I'm just going to go through these months and then we'll populate after I go through them. In February, we do this basically almost anytime we could fit it in. So this is a very movable agenda item, which is our annual update of eligibility criteria and definitions. I'm going to change that 26, and I don't know if we'll have an FPL update like we did. Going to March, we have our annual state public policy update. This is the new thing that we've been doing now for a couple of years that Laura has presented on. And then we had updates from, we had a standards of care update. I think we can safely remove that one. And we also had a long-acting injectables update. In April, a new thing as of this year, federal public policy update from Lee Jewell. I'm going to keep this on the agenda. It's movable, of course, but it sort of nicely fits coming after March. And then we have our annual HAP and budget advocacy update that's been with us for as long as I've been associated with the council. In May, and we also had something called the Comprehensive Plan Tracker, which, as you see, I put down here in italics as a maybe. In May, we had our annual HCAP report from Steven Spano at ALRP. We did not have a Hep C update, although that was scheduled. I'd like to move this up here because it would be great if we can actually have that. So I'm going to put that up there. It's movable, of course. And then we also had a health access point review. In June, we always, it doesn't always have to be in June. Sometimes it occurs in May or as late as July, carry forward allocation revisit. Not revisit, allocation. In July, we have our CQI slash quality assurance presentation from John Ainsley, and then I do our annual HRSA mandate to remind everyone what we're here for. In August, we have our ARIES update. I don't think it'll be called ARIES at that point. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. What is it called? What are we moving towards?
HIV Care Connect, HCC.
Thank you very much, Bill. Blanked on that one. HCC report. And then we had an STI update. I should have moved that over here because that's not an annual presentation necessarily. And then in September, we have our prioritization allocation meeting. We do ideally our needs assessment report, a service summary sheet from John Ainsley. That can also be moved to August as it often is. An EPI report and then our allocation and prioritization. In October, we have our county reports and votes. Also in October, we had a cluster detection and response presentation. And then in November, it has yet to occur. I think I can remove membership discussion, unless we assume the same issue that happened this year will happen next year. And I think I can remove standards of care update. All right, so let's populate. You can see here under future topics, these were future topics that folks last year put in this. Let's start with January. Any ideas about what we'd like to see to start off the year besides a care megatrends presentation from Bill?
How about
Mark,
assistance treatment
yeah.
access?
Say again.
The substance treatment access under the future topics?
All right, let's talk about that. Who do you or who do other people think this should come from? Bueller?
Forgive me, this is not where we're going with this, but I was just thinking that the city opened, there's a new facility on Gary Street, and I don't honestly, I'm just pulling this out of my memory, which is questionable these days. I don't know if it's housing or if it's substance use, but in general, maybe it would be helpful to hear from a clinic. I know that there are several like outpatient substance use clinics I've opened recently. Like at the hospital, we have the like the MODD, the outpatient medication assisted opioid use disorder clinic. So just might be helpful to hear from a specific clinic that provides services that may fit under our categories.
Okay. Do you have any names of folks that you might that we should consider reaching out to, or agency name?
I can put together a list of a couple. I don't have
Wonderful.
them off the top of my head, but there's a
Yeah, if you
couple.
could, yeah, if you could do that
Thank you.
and email to me, I can connect. Or even if you have introductions, that would be even better. Anything that would be helpful to me to get in contact as soon as possible with folks. For January. I mean, it is quite a bit away, but the sooner people have notice, the better. This is
Coming
great, TJ and Elise. I love this idea. It's a very common topic for the council. It's sort of great to start off the year with something as important as this.
Yeah, it's a big focus of the hospital also this year. So I think, in general, city, it's obviously an area that a lot of focus is being put on. So I think it's definitely very topical.
There's also an HIV program at Ward 93 DSAM, so that would be another possibility.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bill.
Mark, just a quick question. I don't know if it needs a presentation, but as I recall, the standards of care need to kind of be voted on a yearly basis, right? Or reaffirmed on a yearly basis.
I didn't
So
realize it was on an annual basis. Is that
I
part of the
think
guidance?
that's what I'm remembering. We can double check. I don't know that it needs a presentation, but you and I should double check that. And if not a presentation, put it in the committee for the committee to decide whether it wants to review on an annual basis.
Okay. Ooh, that would be a big thing every year, but okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I mean, I think there's a way we could expedite it. So, but yes, there are a fair number of policies for sure.
Moment, get that in there. No idea why the font changed, and I want things to match. Sorry, just bear with my mumbling to myself. Okay, February. So I'm going to leave it at that. Those are two potentially long presentations, and we are ideally want to keep our agenda at two for regular size presentations. And I can see Substance Treatment X as actually having multiple presenters as well. So let's consider January done, and I'm going to move COE.
Would it be helpful at all to have a general conversation? This is something I do with my team kind of at the beginning of the year. We like a general conversation of like large overlying goals for the year. And I know that like our goals, they don't really change. It's very kind of structured, but I just wonder because people join at different points throughout the year, it might be helpful to have just kind of like a reset conversation of, you know, this is what we're hoping to achieve throughout the year. Kind of if there are certain things that need to be accomplished at certain points throughout the year, can, you know, kind of talk about different deadlines or different
You know what? We can share this discussion. I think this is a great idea with my annual HRSA mandate. So my HRSA mandate is usually like 20 minutes long. I literally just go through the mandate. It's quite rote, but why not use that as an opening for actually discussing our particular goals? It might not end up being a long conversation, or it might. Who knows? I love this kind of, what's the phrase that was so popular a while ago? Level setting. So I'm going to move Substance Treatment Access to February. And I
That's
think a
good.
good,
That'll give us a little more time to connect with.
yeah. And I think this is actually a good place to also put in January our eligibility update, since that's clearly what we're all about here is who's eligible, is our services, and eligibility is a big thing. I think those pair well. And since these might be shorter ones, we do have room maybe for a smaller one. So let's keep that in mind if we have a small presentation for January. Okay, excellent. I love it. And the care megatrends is also kind of a good level setter as well. So in February, we're hoping to do substance treatment access. Actually, substance use treatment access. What else? We can put one more thing in here.
I would be interested in getting an update on harm reduction, especially there were some changes in terms of services allowed in San Francisco. So I'd like to see what the services look like right now, what that impact had on clients and in the agencies.
Right. So this came up before. It was suggested I reach out to AIDS Foundation and Behavioral Health Services, specifically overdose prevention. This was a topic, I think, at the beginning of the year, but actually it was removed because there was a lot of how do I put this? Discussion and dialogue about harm reduction happening in San Francisco. And the presenters actually didn't feel comfortable presenting on this topic. So maybe a year later, there's maybe more comfort there. Should I still consider going to the foundation and to behavioral health? And I think maybe Eileen Laughren, are those folks, do you think would be the appropriate people?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in there. Great. All right. I'm going to move immigration discussion. Who knows? That might appear. I don't know if that topic's going away anytime soon. Down there. Whoops. All right. February done. So March, we have our presentation from Laura. What else can we put in there?
How about HIV and incarceration?
We haven't done that in forever. That's a great idea. We literally have had that put on and put off for possibly 3 or 4 years now. So let's finally get this done. And it's
That's a
early
good
enough in the year.
idea.
Yeah, great. So I have here suggestions. I don't know if, I mean, this is a suggestion. Poor Dr. Clemenzi has been on here probably for 4 years without ever being reached out to. Is this person the same person that I should be reaching out to, Bill?
Yeah, he's the right guy.
Excellent. All right. Let's move long-acting injectables down here. Consideration.
Yeah, but I'm, personally interested to hear about that. I worked in the prison system in Texas a lot with HIV clients, and it was,
Yeah,
difficult,
I think it would be great.
challenging. So
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to hear how things are going here.
Yeah, and then, like I said, I've been meaning to have this presentation for literal years. So let's do this. April's done. So let's move on to April's done because we have two things that will possibly be long. I mean, Lee's presentation was not a full 45 minutes. So we if something comes up, it's nice to have like sort of wiggle room. Because presentations do come up throughout the year. Everything is not automatically set. So I will move comprehensive plan tracker.
So, Mark, on comprehensive plan tracker, it might make sense to shift that because now that we're do that was a while back, and so maybe it's really more about the kind of the comprehensive plan update report out kind of thing.
Makes sense.
So,
So we have to
Mark.
find month for that. Yes, Irma.
I've seen that you moved the COE update at to the bottom, but I was
Yes.
wondering, I mean, the HIV and incarceration program is part of the COE. I wonder if it makes the COE programs. I wonder if it makes sense, or I mean, I don't know what you think, if it would be too much to get an update on that at the same time.
I might suggest it be separate because a lot of the objectives are kind of different because the stays in the jail are so short and they're transitioning people in and out. So if he did a separate, he could talk a little bit about how the work is to actually put them back into COEs.
I see.
So
Okay. Makes sense.
I just think it might be a little hard for people because the services are kind of specialized there. But if you guys want to do it, you could combine. Although I think Asa has a lot to share, as you know, because you used to work with him. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. We specifically did a COE update, if I recall, based on findings from our monitoring report from the feds. So we can have that in there. It's not a usual update, but it's always fine to revisit service categories, of course. May is done if folks agree with me that Hep C update should come since we didn't have it this year. Unless folks disagree, you don't have to follow my suggestion. Do folks want to keep Hep C update there or do you want to remove it? We haven't had it for a couple years. Okay, sounds like we'll keep it if no one's disagreeing. I'm going to move health access point over here to future topics. All right, June, we have a totally empty, not totally, carry forward allocation, might be a few minutes, but it's certainly not a presentation. So we can put two presentations in this one.
I have
There's
something.
the housing update. How about, sorry,
Oh
Elise,
yeah.
let me just finish this up. So
Yeah,
there's a
you
housing
go ahead.
update that we had in June of this year, which I'm wondering if that should just be an annual presentation since housing is so big. Yeah, folks agree? I'll put that up there. Okay, please continue, Elise.
Yeah, so something I was thinking about during our last meeting. Again, this I don't know how this translates into a presentation, but it's a topic that's been on my mind is the fact that there have been a couple of HIV and HIV slash STD specific research projects that have been ended recently on the federal level in terms of funding. So like the medical modeling project, we used to get a presentation each year about the data coming out of the medical modeling project. To my knowledge, that process has been defunded, or that research program has been defunded, as well as the kind of sister brother program to that, the NHDS. I always get the acronym wrong, but it's very similar. They have different cycles. I believe both of those have been defunded, and so, kind of my concern or something that was on my mind was, there's going to be a knowledge gap from projects such as that, and I wonder if there's someone that could speak to like a greater concern of, what that means to the community, to the scientific community, to the community in general, of not having research such as those programs. And I don't know if there are others not existing.
Yeah,
Just
this is interesting.
a thought.
Other thoughts on this topic that Elise brought up? This is very interesting. It is a potential gap. Not a potential, it's an actual gap.
DJ.
I missed the first project that you said it was defunded, at least. What was
The
that?
medical
Medical
modeling project.
monitoring.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
right. Oh.
Yeah, I actually worked on the project for like 4 years, and it's such a wealth of knowledge. It's very broad based. It's not just like medical care, but it's also like housing and like income and so many different things that gives you a national perspective, but then also like an insight into specific communities. That it's just, I myself, like I've read a paper, hypertension in the HIV community in Texas. It's like random, but that's like a very specific data point that you can look at and say, here are trends that we're seeing. So it's a concern. Again, I don't know how that translates to presentations.
Go ahead, TJ.
Thank you. So I was thinking this is something that we used to fund, but then it got cut a long time ago. But now that 75% of HIV positive people in San Francisco are over 50, should we try to get a transportation presentation or something?
Oh, PJ, let's stick with this topic for now. Please hold that.
Oh, okay.
I really want to get this potentially on the calendar first. Anna, is your comment also to do with what Elise just said?
I think just in terms of the thought of defunding, I know that Kyle Bernstein, who was at CDC, I think he's now back at San Francisco. I guess it was a chief of epi in CDC. I think it would be interesting to hear about really what the cuts were at, like just like the research and things like that. So I just want to support that because I think that's really important at the local level, what those cuts really kind of look like in research and things like that.
Things like that. Yeah.
If you want a
Okay.
potential speaker, probably the best person, whether she would do it herself or identify it, is Dr. Susan Buchbinder. She's over HIV research and
Yeah, she's actually coming to see us for Getting to Zero this month. I can mention it to her. Okay, so what do we want to call this presentation?
HIV and research, the emerging federal landscape.
That's great.
I love it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, great. And I will talk to, hopefully, I'll actually just talk to Susan directly, or maybe Bill, you and I can talk to her, or you, me, and Elise can, all three of us can just go to Susan and see if this is something that can be done.
Yeah, she may have someone at UCSF that also tracks it, so if she may have other people as well.
Okay, great. That's going to be a rich meeting. In July, we have, actually, let me move this over. We put service summary sheets in September because John wasn't able to do August, but normally John does do that in August. There we go. Put that there. Okay, back to July. We have our annual John again, CQI, Community and Quality Indicators. We have room for one more. Should we put prevention megatrends back up here? That's good to have that done annually. Yeah, okay. Okay, we're nearly there. Okay. for August, we have, that's already completed. We have our two things, September completed. October, these actually, even though it's two there, there was room for a third one in this. These county reports are robust, but they don't last much longer than 30 minutes. So let's go to TJ, had an idea.
Yeah, sorry about that. I kind of thought we had already decided the topic, but yeah, so I was thinking, with 75% of people with living with HIV in San Francisco over 50, I'm curious to see, like, I used to fund transportation and we stopped doing that a long time ago. I'm wondering if, like, we can get a report maybe from paratransit or some other possible transportation providers to see what people are doing for transportation. Is there going to be an increasing need for transportation services in the upcoming years? Because, like, isn't 50% now over 60 or 65?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I can just see, like,
But that's, I mean, that, I don't know what sort of presentation that would be. I don't think paratransit would come to us with a presentation. I think this is, I'm not trying to shoot this topic down. I'm trying to figure out, like, what the discussion would actually be. I almost inclined to put, like, just discussion of, like, transportation discussion, and then maybe we can bring
Or
from other places. Yes, Irma?
assessment.
you can actually do, I mean, I know that we recently did HIV and aging, but and maybe if somebody does a presentation on HIV and aging, they can include, part of the focus can be what services are available currently and include transportation as a highlight.
Could I just ask TJ a question? Because I spend a lot of time in conversations about HIV and aging, and it just transportation hasn't emerged as a particularly unmet need or a growing need. At one point we may have had some specific HIV transportation, but right now, like, a lot of the clinics all have taxi scripts and public transportation, and people can sign up for paratransit. Are you seeing it as a kind of an emerging need, or are you hearing that that's a concern?
Yeah, before TJ responds, I'm wondering actually if Kira can jump in here. Did we actually even see that as, like, a big gap mentioned during our needs assessment?
No, we actually did have a transportation specific question, and that wasn't there wasn't anything that was alarming when we were getting responses back regarding that.
Okay. Was it, I'm trying to remember, was it just one question? Because I mean,
TJ, why don't we keep HIV and aging on here, though? This is obviously something that we need to continually pay attention to, but let's just call it HIV and aging services, and then we can ask specific questions around transportation, and if there needs to be action around that, that can come from that. But I think it's great to sort of have that, as Bill was saying and Irma was saying, as, like, a good snapshot of, like, well, what are, like, an almost like a follow-up to the needs assessment of this year in some ways.
Okay, because,
Yeah.
like, I'm just thinking, Bill said, like, different places have taxi scripts and stuff like that. I don't know about that. Not that I need them, but, like, how many other patients don't know about to even ask that?
Well, these are for medical appointments, TJ. I'd love to talk to you more. I just, I'm just, my qu really is a question. Are you hearing it? Because I'm just not hearing it anywhere. So if it's emerging, we don't have to wait for a planning council presentation. We definitely want to hear it.
Sure. I mean, I haven't heard of it being an issue, but I also don't think that just one question in a questionnaire is enough to get a fuller picture.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, so we have 1 month remaining, and we can fit in a small presentation here and there as well. So we'll see in November, a year from now. We have often an annual getting to zero update. Doesn't have to be annual. We had, well, this is this SOA update is actually the discussion that we're having on the integrated plan. So I'm wondering if we want to have an integrated plan report back, perhaps a year from our discussion. Does that sound good? Yeah, okay. I'm not hearing any no's.
Well, Mark, it's certainly not a no. We can do it twice, but we had talked in lieu of a tracker. We had talked about an EHE update already. So, are you thinking twice that year? Is that what you're proposing?
I don't see where a tracker was, actually. I put this down as future topics. I didn't actually put it anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, but we, like, let's see if there's a if we can have one earlier. these two seem like they're going to be the full thing. March. Yeah, full federal. I mean, we can possibly fit one in April. So what would you like to call that again, Bill? Sorry.
Oh, you had talked about the tracker, then we just talked about replacing it with kind of integrated plan update or blueprint update, either one you want to call it. And
Yeah,
we could just check in with Leroy, maybe, because I had the feeling he'd like to at least be a co-presenter there. Maybe him and
yeah. So he's
DTS.
doing that in November. I wonder, is April too soon to have that update? So the discussions have, well, no, it's not too soon because we're just having the discussion this month. Okay, so let's do integrated plan update. Great. Let's go back to November. Should I put getting to zero back in here? Keep that annual.
What about combining that, the getting to zero update with the HIV and research impact portion that Elise was suggesting?
All right, then we'll have to move stuff around here. We have our housing update there. But you
Oh,
know what?
sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry, Mark. I was looking at the running list on the
And
site.
yeah, and actually they would decline. I've tried having getting to zero come earlier in the year, and they always want to do it at the end of the year because all of their work is basically managed towards particular dates. So yeah, sorry. All right, so I put that in there, but we still have room for another one. So let's look at all these future topics. We have HIV and aging back in there, comprehensive plan back in there. We need health access points. I don't know about cluster detection and response since we already had one. STI updates are always good. DOS updates are always good. And then we have here some more suggestions that I'll just put over here, actually.
Well, you
So
could
what?
combine, Mark, you could combine the HIV and aging with the DOS update.
That might work.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty packed. But that would probably come from DOS, wouldn't it? No, not necessarily. There's certainly our HIV, like DPH programs that are. So yeah, now that's getting a little top heavy. If we have one from DOS and one that actually might come from like DPH funded services, so we'd have to move this and rearrange, which is not a problem. We could close a year out with this and see if we can get getting to zero 1 month early. Let's try that. Getting to zero update. HIV and aging
And Mark, I
services.
think you may be relegated on the HIV and aging to HIV health services, as well as DOS. I don't think there's anyone else in DPH doing what we do on HIV and aging.
Okay.
I wish there were, but we're working on it, but not yet.
All right, we can move that. So well, we might have room for one more in here. EHE, should we put that in there somewhere?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, so let's see, where can we put
I mean, if
EHE?
it's still funded, Mark, I mean, Emily being
Yeah,
partly.
so we want to put this later in the year. Definitely later in the year. Okay, so let's just put that in November. Okay, EHE update. I'll leave that italicized because we actually just don't know.
And if you want the
Okay.
folks on that, of course, Thomas and Andy.
Okay, yeah, do that here. Second. Get rid of that. All right, let's take another quick scan of this. Make sure everything looks full. January. We still could probably could fit in another small one there, but for now, at least we have a bill, and then we'll do eligibility. I'll go over HRSA mandate, and then maybe the co-chairs can lead a discussion on like what's our purpose? What is our purpose here? February, we have substance use and harm reduction, a great pairing. March, we have long-awaited HIV incarceration, as well as an annual state public policy update. April, we have our federal public policy update, a new presentation with Lee Jewell, a Happen update, and an integrated plan update. That's going to be a full meeting. May, we have our HCAP annual report, always popular, and we're hoping to get another Hep C update. If something comes up throughout the year, we might be able to fit something else into May. In June, we have our carry forward allocation discussion and vote, housing update, hopefully from Manuel, and then this interesting new presentation, HIV and Research Emerging Federal Landscape. July, our annual CQI slash quality assurance, as well as a prevention of megatrends update from Thomas. In August, we'll have our new version of our former ARES report, as well as our annual service summary sheet with John Ainsley. In September, Kara will wow us yet again with a fabulous needs assessment. We'll make that 2026, so she doesn't actually have to do the same thing that she did this year. We have our annual ARCHES report, resource allocation and prioritization. In October, we have our annual county reports, and we'll do a getting to zero update, fingers crossed, they can make it to October. And then November, we will have a nice pairing of HIV and aging services that are pretty much from HHS, as well as a DAS update. And if there's room, we'll put an EHE update as well. Any last thoughts on this before we call it?
Mark, I think we can open it up for some suggestions if they have any more to put in the parking lot.
Yeah. Any other? Okay, well, we do have stuff in the
Yeah.
parking lot here,
Yeah, I
as
see
you'll
that.
see. Yeah. But if folks have other ideas, oops, translate. I've never clicked that before. If folks have
I
other
appreciated
ideas.
the STI update that we did this year. So I see it in the parking lot under future topics. So I don't know if
Yeah,
that showed up somewhere. If we happen to have an opening somewhere, I
let's
think it
put
might
that
work there.
somewhere as a just in case, right? So let me actually divide that so it's clear what I'm doing here to my to future Mark, and we'll do the same thing here with an STI update. I think that might be able to fit in there. And I'll italicize this because I want to see how long these presentations are. Well, we have an idea of how long HGAP is. It's long, and there's a lot of questions, but I don't know how long Hep C update is. If it's a shorter one, we can put an STI update in there as well. More suggestions I can put in future topics or as backup.
Mark, I think it's been a long, long time since we've done HIV, women in living with HIV.
It has
So,
been many, many years. Great. And I'm going to just try to find a place to top, put that in as a potential either backup or if there's room, a third policy. Let's see. What tended to be shorter? March or July, I'm looking at here. Which is shorter? I'm going to do July, actually. I can see both of those being short enough. Great. Anything else? All right, I'll
looks
stop.
great.
Looks good. Well, thanks, everyone. This was great. Thank you. I mean, I don't want to call anyone out specifically, but at least thank you. You brought up like two totally new topics. I just really appreciate that. Yay.
Exactly. She was on fire today.
Yes, you were.
Buy a
Are.
lottery ticket.
All right. Done.
All right. So the next thing we have
Not
to
done with the meeting. We have one more thing to do
Oh.
in that last agenda
No,
item. Very, very
we got to
important.
decide on meeting in December.
So do folks want to meet in December? Traditionally, you haven't, but it's up to you. Would you like to meet around a
No.
holiday just to
What
see
week
each
would that be?
other?
100%.
That's so you mean 100% no, correct, Jan?
100% yes. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
I can meet if it's the week of the 15th, but if it's the week of the 22nd, I can't.
Let's see.
I vote not having the meeting.
I second
Okay,
that.
is it?
Fine.
Is there anyone
Need a
opposed to
motion?
not meeting in December?
We need a motion for this? Yes.
No, we'll just do like a casual style. How about that?
Okay, good.
All right. Well, I don't see anyone opposed, so you will have December to yourselves.
Yay. So that means the next meeting would be in January 13th in 2026.
Correct.
Yes. All right.
And
Thank you for everything.
my understanding from Kira is there's very little movement, so you can all expect to mainly see the same faces.
Oh, that's good. This is a good group. I like it. But thank you everybody for showing up and all of your great stuff that we put in. And so we'll see you on this particular committee in January then. All right.
And then
Thanks
hopefully
again.
see you all on Monday as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. All right. Bye
Thank
for
you.
now.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.
Bye,
Take care,
everyone.
everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.